Hello, I am Karell, and welcome to the Sassy Six. We've got a lot to go over in 6 minutes, so let's just get right to it, okay? First of all, thank you all so much for caring about me. You know I went to the doctors this weekend, and a lot of you were worried about me on Saturday. Saturday, I had to have a personal day. I'm sorry, I just did, and I'd like to go more into that, but I don't tell you guys absolutely everything. I needed a personal day on Saturday, and I took it. And the beauty is working for me and working for you, that as bosses, most of you allow me the flexibility of the schedule because I don't have an actual set time for the show. So some of you got mad there was no show Saturday. Most of you were just concerned. The show is up on Sunday, and I don't know how long it's going to stay up because I have said what I needed to say about Me Too and about the shootings. If you have not heard the weekend show this last weekend, go listen to it because it may not be out there forever. I don't know. Another shooting today in Amsterdam, and I don't care. And when I say I don't care, I mean, I used to say until we get rid of all the guns, we're never going to get rid of all the guns, until we change the culture and make it safer. We've got to take gun safety in public like we do car safety now. It is a matter of public health. And so, yes, we need, you know, there's guardrails, there's safety belts, there's things to keep you safe in cars now. Guess what? We got to start doing that in public. And yes, that might even mean when you go out in public, putting on some kind of clothing that is bullet resistant. And if you don't like that, move out of the United States or actually the world. Go to Switzerland, live in the Netherlands. Well, not the Netherlands. I mean, we're going to have to start making it so we detect guns and all of that. We should have metal detectors everywhere now, I guess, or gun x-rays, whatever. I don't know. I'll leave that to science. I'm just saying we're not going to get rid of all the guns, just like we haven't gotten rid of cars, and cars are terrible. We haven't gotten rid of them, so we're not going to get rid of the guns. So that's the first thing. The second thing, so we better learn how to live with the guns. That's what I'm saying, and not die by the guns. We need to switch that paradigm. Right now, all we know is how to die by guns. We need to start learning how to live with them, okay? Second of all, the courage of our convictions. I talk a good game, but then if I need something for my own, like I need it, I'll make an exception. I believe Mark Zuckerberg has is a contributing factor to so much. I mean, we have found out that kids are more depressed now than before. Social media, Facebook. A 17-minute murder video got broadcast on Facebook with no interruption. Carnage, Muslims being slaughtered. People watched it. 1.5 million people reposted it. That should just not have ever happened. Okay? So there's so much wrong with Facebook and the data breaches and everything that I think it should be shut down. Well, I use Instagram because I love taking pictures. And so effective this Friday, I will not be using Instagram. My photos will be posted on my website, reallykarell.com. Look, I know that 1.5 million people have downloaded this podcast. I know that every single day, tens of thousands listen because I see the numbers. So I let's just stop dicking around now. If you want this show to stay, then there's a couple things you as listeners have to do. And if you've already done this, then ignore this. You've got to go and sign up at my website, reallykarell.com. It is free and there is a great community forming. People are becoming friends with each other. I have set up a Facebook platform. It's just like Facebook. It works just like Facebook. You can post things. You can make friends. You can start news groups. You can start photo albums. I have set up a Facebook for progressive, fabulous fans of Karell at reallykarell.com. So go there. The other thing is Twitter. I will use Twitter, even though this weekend's tweet storm by the president should get him impeached. It really should. He did so many horrible tweets over the weekend. I'm not even going to talk about them, but they're wretched. Okay, they're absolutely terrible. And he should be removed from office about those alone. And as for Chuck Todd saying that Obama couldn't unite the nation, Chuck Todd, you can't even get a decent hairstyle. Shave your fucking head or wear a toupee. But that little bit of sprig you have on top makes you look like the weirdest fucking person on the planet. So before I can even take any of your comments seriously, learn how to look on TV. Okay? So screw Chuck Todd. And what's his name? Jay Leno calling for civility on late night. I agree with John Oliver. Fuck you, Jay Leno. You were such a misogynist to Monica Lewinsky. You were, I remember. Oh my God. Jay Leno was so horrible to Bill Clinton and Monica. Leno put Monica through hell on his show every night. And now he wants civility? Fuck you, you old fat thing. You know, really. So, accountability. We must have the courage of our convictions. So, Friday, I'm leaving Instagram because I hate Mark Zuckerberg. What are you going to do this week that actually shows you have the courage of your convictions? What are you going to do this week to actually show the world that this is not good and you're not going to take part of it? I'd like to hear from you at feedback@reallycorrell.com, feedback@reallycorrell.com. And let's get those Patreon numbers continue to go up at reallycorrell.com. Click on donate. See you tomorrow. I'm Corell. Be who you want to be, so don't hurt anybody.